From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. First-time applications for unemployment benefits are up, and wholesale prices are up as well. The Labor Department says, though, there's no real cause for concern at this point about inflation. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, what's the big news on the employment front?
Craig, claims for jobless benefits are up for the first time in 3 weeks, and that seems to indicate that companies are still reluctant to hire. Now, claims have been hovering around 450,000 per week all year, and those numbers are not good enough to indicate more jobs being added than lost.
So this word on a rise in wholesale prices, any cause for concern there?
Well, they are up. The so-called producer price index up about 0.4% for September. That's mostly due to higher food and energy prices. Now, those are big categories in most people's budgets, but they're also volatile on a month-to-month basis. Most economists do not think the September price increases pose any really serious inflation risk.
Another report just out shows the U.S. trade deficit up in August. What do we know about that?
It's not only up, it's up sharply, and businesses are restocking with imported goods. And that's because their inventories have been low, they're hoping for more consumer demand, and it's also because of low prices on overseas goods. In particular, the deficit with China is at an all-time high. That will certainly get the attention of U.S. lawmakers and U.S. businesses wanting to force China to let its currency float naturally in value against the dollar.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The latest report on foreclosures finds that banks took possession of homes at a record pace in September. The research by the group RealtyTrack finds foreclosures were up 2.5% last month. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says new filings for foreclosures have dipped a bit.
What we're seeing is a slowdown in the initiation of new foreclosures so that we don't have a flood of these properties all hitting the market at the same time. What we'll see instead of that is a very gradual disposition of these properties over the next few years so that we don't overtax the market supply.
Sharga says the recent decision by some major lenders to freeze foreclosure evictions and sales of repossessed homes has not been reflected yet in the numbers. All 33 of the miners in Chile are now safe and sound. Those gathered at the mine site sang the country's national anthem as the last of the men was hoisted to the surface. He was the crew foreman who's credited with holding the group together when their spirits were sagging. Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, says the embrace he gave each of the men left a lasting impression.
Each time I had the chance to hug the miners, they were so happy because they were experiencing a kind of rebirth.
Doctors say the men appear to be in surprisingly good physical health. Some may be allowed to leave the hospital today. This is NPR News from Washington. A former president of Afghanistan says the Taliban appear to be ready for peace talks. But NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the Taliban are still denying that anything is happening yet.
Burhanuddin Rabbani, a university professor and president of the fractious Mujahideen government that lost power to the Taliban in the mid-90s, is head of a council formed to talk peace with the insurgents. In his first public statements on the subject, Rabbani said he believes the Taliban are ready to negotiate an end to the war. Taliban spokesmen have consistently denied rumors that any talks are underway. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, in Kunar Province, Afghanistan.
The U.S. Senate race in Delaware is heating up as GOP candidate and Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell has gone on the attack against her Democratic opponent Chris Coons. O'Donnell is trailing by double digits in most polls. Jim Hilgen of member station WRTI says the two faced off in a debate at the University of Delaware.
Discussing this year's health care overhaul, O'Donnell says she'd like to repeal the legislation because Washington confused health insurance with health care.
Our goal should be to make health care more affordable. Even with Obamacare, our most vulnerable in Delaware are still left uninsured and still left without access to quality health care.
Coons says more can be done to improve the delivery of health care, but repealing the law would contribute to more partisan bickering in Washington. For NPR News, I'm Jim Hilgen in Wilmington, Delaware.
Police in Australia have seized more than 1,000 pounds of cocaine hidden in a catamaran. They were acting on a tip from U.S. authorities. The drugs had an estimated street value of about $159 million. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support for